This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, goodness. What a fantastic show.
Oh, isn't it fantastic?
It was good. We loved it. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was fabulous. It was unreal. It was different. It was unusual.
Can I say I loved the prisoner segment the other
night?
We
love prisoner,
don't we? Do you know what I want to do? Spontaneous tram mob singing choirs. What do you reckon? Do you think it'll catch on?
I thought spontaneous combust.
Yeah, that would be even more cool on a tram, but that's a lot harder to organise because you need suicide bombers for that.
Oh, my God.
You do, though.
Where are you going with that one?
No, I just thought it'd be great on your way home, on your journey home, if people just erupted into a glee choir and maybe a little dancing, a little shuffling on the tram.
Oh, you're feeling better, aren't you, darling? You're feeling a bit happier. I think
But look, if that doesn't happen, you can always tune in to Catching Up 9 to 10 on Tuesday night.
Lottie, the kids are catching up and talking about bad girls tonight.
Oh, good.
No bad.
No good.
Never mind. Anyway, Dolly's talking about that Tracy Wiccan something, you know, that vampire lesbian killer from Queensland.
Oh, yes, she gave Queenslanders a real bad name, didn't she?
Didn't she? Awful piece of work and as ugly as a mud fence.
Yes, she should have saved her breath to blow up a date.
Up a date. Did you know her at Wentworth when you were there?
No, but I knew Lizzie Birdsworth. She was a real good laugh,
yes,
and a bit of a lush.
She was a real good lush, wasn't she? She was lovely, Lizzie.
On the inside, the sun still shines.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Catching Up, your weekly dose of fun and, well, us. Welcome, Dolly. Welcome, Brett.
It is
Hello.
A dose, isn't it? A dose of fun. An injection.
An injection. A meat injection.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Not for
Sorry.
Me.
Already.
Not for me, sweetheart. What? What are we talking about, darling?
What are we talking about,
Dad? Bad girls.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad boys, but bad girls.
There's no bad boys.
Oh, isn't there, sweetheart?
No,
none
just
at all.
Bad girls.
Is that right?
They're all a bit rubbish nowadays, the bad boys, aren't they, Jamie?
That's sugar and spice crap. That was a load of rubbish.
I don't think there's any real bad girls anymore anyway. But there are, aren't there, Dunny? We're going to talk about them.
You'd like it if there were bad girls. I think you'd like a bad girl.
Do you know any bad girls?
Well, you're a bit bad.
So not. Now, listen, we've got some lovely music. We've got Donna Summer, we've got Grace Jones, we've got Eartha Kitt, and also Icona Pop. They're a little bit bad.
They're
all
bad.
A little Swedish duo, so lots of fabulous music tonight. And we have a name that sound, of course. You've got a bad sound for us, have you, darling? A mystery sound?
Shall we go straight to our mystery sound?
Oh, yes, please, Jamie. Fire away, darling.
Here goes.
Name that sound.
Name that sound.
Oh, and if you know the sound, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@all. What is it? onair@joy.org.au. Yes, that's it. Lovely.
Oh, my God.
What a good start. What a bad start.
Why do they let us in this studio, really?
Well, you'd think they'd give us a later time, wouldn't you?
Later time slot, probably.
When no one can hear us.
Oh, look, can we start the music?
Yes, please.
All right. I want to talk about the dear lady who is a dear departed diva.
Oh,
I know.
She's a dead diva.
Another drop dead gorgeous diva.
It's the best kind, isn't it? A dead diva.
Yeah. But Donna Summer died last year.
Yes.
For me, she was the queen of disco.
She was just a queen of sorts, wasn't she? She was a bit of a diva.
She was a diva.
So what are you playing for us tonight, Tony?
So we're playing Bad Girls.
Of course we are. Oh, that laugh, that's bad.
By Donna Summer, Joy 94.9.
No, no, that's not it. No, is
take
it, darling?
It down,
no, take it down. Bring it down a pound.
Goodness.
It's on the first rack,
I wonder
darling.
Who did the CD tonight.
It's on the first rack, darling. It's on the first rack. No, blame me if you wish, darling. Blame
You're
me.
You're bad, Dolly. Oh, you're bad.
Hell, the whip. Have you got that whipping sound again? Because I've got that whipping. I've had a whipping, haven't I? And listen, before we go to the song, what have you been doing this week?
No, I'm saving that for later. Oh. What have you been doing this week?
Oh, well, you know what? I caught up with a friend.
Yes.
I'll just tell a quick little
yes,
story.
Go on.
And I caught up with a friend. And anyway, she gave me a present.
Yes.
Shall I talk about it after the song, Brett?
No, 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 no. Keep on
no,
talking,
help
darling.
With that. Anyway, she gave me a present, and yes. It was. And I took Asher along to see my friend, and she thought that she was part of. You know that obviously the present was for her also, right? Yes. So it was a couple of books, okay?
Yep.
And so Asher, my girl, undid the book. 6-year-old girl undid the wrapping and opened it up, and the book was "Go the Folk to Sleep."
The Folk.
Yes. Well, it's actually, you know, no, supposed to
folk.
Be something
is
else.
It a, is it a
right?
folk song?
Yeah, Go the F to Sleep.
Oh, right.
Right? And it's hilarious. This. And it's by Adam Mansbach. And so little Ash is trying to read it. So
oh,
she's
no.
going, go the F.
Blank
to sleep.
Sleep.
And do you know any of the pages? It's all about a child that doesn't sleep.
Oh, the worst kind of
yes,
child.
Yes, but isn't that beautiful? She thought it. Well, the world's full
oh,
of them.
You're so mean.
And one of the pages is, the eagles who soar through the sky are at rest and the creatures who crawl, run and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the F down, my darling, and sleep.
Yes.
It's full of those lovely pages.
What a beautiful thing to give to a child.
Which,
it,
well, it looks
a
like
thing.
A kid's book, you see, darling.
You
so
are.
She thought it was for her.
You're a top mum, Kim.
We're going to play some Donna Summer.
We're
going to
have another go at Donna Summer, Bad Girls.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Beep, beep. That's your favourite song, isn't it, darling?
Oh, my God, ever.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett, Jamie and Dolly. We're talking Bad Girls tonight. What have we got? What bad things are we going to talk about, though?
Oh,
we're going to
goodness.
Talk about maybe you're going to do a little bit of Prisoner, aren't you? Were they bad girls?
They were bad girls.
I think
they
I was a bit
bad
of a bad
girls.
Girl then. Sorry, Jamie.
Bad girl. Everyone's bad tonight.
Brett's finally found a way of shutting me up. Just don't put my microphone on. Yeah, good on you, Brett.
Do you know what? I was actually going to bring that up in the second half of the show. I thought, if she mouths off, I'll just go like that.
Put me back on. Don't do that. It's very upsetting.
It feels like I've just pulled your life away.
Oh, my God. It's not good. Yes,
I was going to say about Bad Girls, that song
yes,
you love
Jamie.
By
yes.
Donna Summer, 1979. But
yes.
did you know someone co-wrote it with her, but they wanted to give it to Cher for her
they?
Album that was coming up. And
no.
Donna went, nah.
Nah.
Diva I don't Donna. Blame her. I mean, like, that's nah. a fantastic. That was.
That was her.
That was the bomb.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what's happening? So, what's happening with you this week, Jamie? We've heard about Dolly's rude book.
Yes, my rude book. With my girl trying to read it.
I've come to the conclusion that I need a garden shed because I want to be one of those types of gays that has something to tinkle with, you know, in
has
the
some
shed.
Tools in the shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
It's don't you already have a tool shed?
No.
Oh no, that's the name of that shop in Sydney.
Oh, don't go there. You're a dirty bad girl,
what
Brett.
Do you want to have a garden shed for, darling?
I just
what are you going to put in it, sweetheart?
I want to tinkle.
Who?
I want to have little
lawnmower?
Projects. I'd love to put a lawnmower
would
in
you?
It because I've got nowhere to put one.
Have you got a lawn to mow?
I do have a lawn to mow. Well, it's mostly weeds.
Isn't it, darling?
Yeah, I tried
this
to weed
year.
I tried the weed and feed, but I think it's actually fed the weeds alternatively.
Was that weed and food?
Weed and food, mate.
Bloody weeds.
Oh.
And well, what about you, Brett? What have you
look,
been doing?
We have been really busy. We went to a 40th birthday because
mm.
I've stopped. We've stopped. We're getting to the age now where
40th.
We...
40th.
No 21sts anymore. No 30ths. We're getting the 40ths.
Oh, dear.
Yes. We're yes. moving that and...
40's the new 20, though.
40 is the new 20 and apparently 50 is the new 40.
Yeah.
And 60 is still 60.
Whatever you need to tell yourself to sleep at night, Brett.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, we've still got so much coming up. Jamie, you've got a little... You're going to talk about a new TV show.
A new TV show we'll be talking about with some bad girls in it. Mm-hmm. We've got some more bad girls. It's bad girls, bad girls, bad girls all
I'm
around.
Going to be talking about some bad girls that kill.
Killers.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jamie, Brett and Dolly on Catching Up, your weekly Tuesday night dose of stupidity.
Is that your, is that your
is
radio
that our,
voice?
Is that our final tagline for our show? Your Tuesday night's full of stupidity.
Well, nothing wrong with that, is it, darling, hey? A bit stupid tonight so far.
It is, hey, a little bit.
Listen, guys, before we go to our first Bad Girls segment,
Oh, yes.
We've got a couple of shout-outs. We've got our mystery noise, which
we should
just quickly do again, shall we, Brett?
Name that sound. Right, so what are the guesses so far?
So you can give us an SMS on 0427JOY949. You can call us on 1300JOY949. You'd get the lovely Jerry out on reception.
And also, Jerry has got a...
He's got a bad girl, hasn't he?
He's got a trainee.
Matthew.
So you can speak to Maddie or Jerry.
Or, of course, you can email us onair@joy.org.au. We've had two people so far that have sent us a response to our mystery noise. The first one says, a mystery sound, somebody squeezing a balloon. No, unfortunately, it isn't that. We had a very inventive...
A balloon or a balloon?
A balloon.
A balloon.
A very inventive... Paul from Sydney. You are amazing, Paul. You said balloon sculpture being made into a 1-foot-long pink penis. So Paul from Sydney obviously knows what a 1-foot-long pink penis sounds like.
Maybe he should have been at their 40th birthday.
So I don't think we have that at kids' parties. No. It's kind of balloon sculptures.
Look.
That's the balloon sculptures for the swingers night, I think.
But we've got a fabulous new TV show that you've been watching, Jamie, isn't there?
Yes. It's called GCB, which stands for Good Christian Bitches.
Ooh.
And they're from the South. They're like in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So it's like somewhere between desperate, it's like Desperate Housewives crashes into, I don't know. It's really funny. It's sort of like knocking on the Bible Belt of America. And we've got a little clip which we'll play, I think, Brett, and that will probably...
So it's on the TV at the moment.
It's currently on the TV.
On your Foxtel or whatever.
I don't know what channel it's on.
Are we announcing?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
On cable, maybe.
People will see.
Okay, it's on
the
telly.
I reach into our vault and I'll pull out this.
See what you can find.
Leave the gun.
Gotcha. Can we save it?
Just removing some damaged skin. No nerve or arterial damage.
Sure. It's a very important body part.
Will I ever walk again, Dr. Chen? Just tell me.
Can you clench the buttock?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is great.
Just a light bandage and we're done.
The pain. It's like the fires of Satan are licking my behind.
If Job had taken two of these, he wouldn't have suffered.
Thanks for making a house call, Doc.
Anything for Mrs. Cockburn. That nose is my crown and glory.
You did a lovely job after the tennis accident destroyed it.
Oh, my God.
And it gets better and better every week, I promise you.
How did that get axed with a line of how the devil is licking my butt?
I wasn't going to tell everyone that it's been axed because now they won't watch it. It's only
been axed in America. We're still doing a run through here.
It might be a bit too close to the bone in America, to be honest.
Oh.
Might have hit that, you know, nail on the head with a few people in the Bible Belt. I feel sorry.
So it's a reality. It's not a reality.
No.
Little sitcom.
No, it's just funny and it's great and it's the lady by the name of
Kristen Chenoweth.
That's who we heard that had been shot. Basically, a lady comes. Her husband is done for embezzlement and fraud, and so she comes back to her hometown where she grew up. But she was a real bitch when she was there as, you know, a high school cheerleader. So everyone thinks she's still a bitch, but she's changed and now everyone else is a bitch.
Goodness me.
Well worth it. Look.
Kristen Chenoweth, and look, for those of you who don't know Kristen Chenoweth, she's appeared on Broadway in Wicked as Glinda. She appeared, we actually saw her on...
We've got the Brett WikiLeaks.
That's right.
Absolutely.
She's appeared on Glee. We saw her in Promises on Broadway in New York City 2 years ago. It was fantastic.
What time do you have to be back in the Ukrainian embassy, Brett? You're under house arrest, aren't you?
I think you might find...
Isn't
the Ecuadorian?
What is it?
It's Ecuadorian.
Yeah. Ukraine's in Europe.
It's a good try, darling. Yeah,
bless you.
It was close, wasn't it, darling? But you should have consulted with him first for that joke, darling.
We've really got to work on the routine before we do it. But, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
So good Christian bitches. That's what
I would check it out. If you haven't seen it already, I think there's probably still 7 or 8 episodes.
Do yourself a favour.
Do yourself a favour.
I was going to say, I'd like to listen to that mystery sound again.
Gibberish?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's not a 1 foot long pink penis.
It's not. It's not a balloon. Okay. But here we go. One more time.
What are they winning, by the way? Are they winning anything?
No, but it does bloody sound like a balloon, come to think of it, doesn't it?
Keep your hands up. Oof. Thank you.
Look, so if you've got, if you know what it is,
sculpting.
SMS us on 0427JOY949, email us on air at joy.org.au, or call us, the lovely Jerry and the lovely Maddie's waiting to take your call, 1300JOY949. You don't have to be a member this week.
And you don't have to be a bad girl either.
Getting it right makes you a winner. That's all you need to do.
Winners the grinners.
Speaking of bad girls.
Yes, you've got another
bad
us.
Girl. Miss Grace Jones. I hope you're enjoying this podcast of Catching Up, usually with Jamie, Dolly and myself on Tuesday nights between 9 and 10. If you like the show, either tune in or download some more podcasts from joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, that was the lovely bad girl.
Bad girl.
Grace Jones from 1981. Pull up to the bumper. What else do we know about Grace Jones? Well, is my microphone on, Brett?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you do it once and she turns.
Turning like a ballerina.
Like a wraparound coat.
Like a wraparound skirt.
Do you remember that show, oh, gosh, 80s, early 80s or late 70s, was called Metal Mickey?
Yeah.
Grace Jones was in that.
What? Really?
I don't know why.
As a guest girl. Star?
I don't. I, very early
Irene,
memory of
remember
her.
The old lady. Oh, Metal Mickey. The Cockney.
Yeah. I liked that show.
Hey, speaking of bad girls, Dolly, you've got a bad girl for
us,
haven't you, darling?
Yes, I've got a bad killer.
Ooh.
An Australian killer. I'll tell you all about her. Her name was Tracy Wigginton.
Ooh.
She was born in 1965.
Evil. Yes.
And she is an Australian murderer who achieved her fame for killing a man in 1989, supposedly in order to drink his blood. She got the title of lesbian vampire killer. Oh. Isn't that a lovely title? And she was a Queenslander from Brisbane. Shall I tell you all about her?
What year was this?
Do you remember that?
What year was this?
Come on, WikiLeaks. 1989, we're talking.
Oh, my God. No, I don't remember at all. Do you remember, Jamie?
Don't remember that.
We were in WA and they used to censor the news a lot.
Queensland was like the Ukraine for us. It was a long way away.
You didn't want to know about it. Anyway, it was all over the Courier Mail of the day.
Yes.
Now, she was the only one of the four co-accused, and they were all lesbians, who pled guilty to the charge of murder. Her then girlfriend Lisa and two other women have fueled rumours about Wigginton having vampire tendencies, stating that the reason for the murder was for her to enable her to drink his blood for vampire tendencies, because that's all she ever had, apparently, was animal blood.
This just sounds like
it's
a plot
true.
Of True Blood, doesn't
it's
it?
True. It's it's serious stuff, I'm telling you.
Did she
because
have the teeth?
You know why? She's released now.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Should we really be talking about
maybe
it?
Maybe not. But anyway, hi, hopefully you're feeling better, Tracy.
Well,
you're
not the
feeling
lesbian, so.
Thirsty. Let me tell you what she did on the night of the murder.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, go on.
The four girls, the four lesbians, took off in their car, in Tracy's car.
Yes.
And they lured 47-year-old Edward Baldick to a park on the banks of the Brisbane River. And they lured him by promising him sex.
Lesbian sex?
No, well, he was a little bit, you know, tiddly and he had no idea. He just thought, four girls, I'll jump in the Holden with them.
I've hit the jackpot here,
the poor darling.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, there he was stabbed 27 times by Wigginton.
Oh, my God.
Nearly severing his head. And then she had a bit of a suck of his blood at the end of it. Do you like that, darling? Isn't that lovely? But you know what? You know how she got done, darling?
How'd she get done?
How did she
her
get done?
Her credit card, was in his shoe. So when he was undressing himself, right? Well, you know, to you know, get a little bit...
get a bit razzed up, shall we say.
Yeah, whatever.
Get a bit dead.
When he was undressing himself...
Sorry, I had to say
God, thank you for that. He must...
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
You shouldn't be, darling. And not at Edward's expense. That's
right.
No,
anyway. That's terrible. I do apologise, allegedly.
But anyway, he picked up her credit card and put it in his shoe because he thought must have thought it was his or something. Or maybe he thought he might get a bit of sex and also a bit of money out at the same time. Anyway, just as well he did because, of course, the police found the credit card, which was hers.
No, if you're going to pick up four chicks, you're going to put your credit card and your cash in your sock because you're going to be suspicious they're going to rob you.
Yeah. So no, but it wasn't his credit card, darling. It was Tracy's credit card.
I want to hear more about this coming up soon.
A
my
bit
goodness.
Later on, hey? Bad girls. Bad girls. You're on Joy 94.9.
Oh, my
catching
goodness.
Up.
I am just.
With bad bread
over
on the panel.
The shop tonight. And
lovely Jamie. And
we'll be back talking about more in a moment.
Yes,
no, we won't.
In a little bit. But in a little bit.
Joy 94.9.
Brett's killed all the
oh
buttons.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
he's killed all the tension.
Do you know what,
Dolly?
I had a little conversation with a little old lady this week.
Did you, darling?
Because I love little old ladies.
Yes,
they're my
you do,
favourite.
Don't
they're
you?
Like mine.
I like Lottie and Dotty, that, you yep, know, yep. from Dalesford.
But I like to suss my little old ladies out straight away because I need gardening advice.
Yes,
so I say to them, first thing I say
shed.
To them, from a shed, first thing I say to them is, are you a gardener? And if they say no, then I say, are you a knitter? Mm. And they usually say yes. So they're always one or the other. Mm-hmm. I've got to finish my story now, Brett.
No, I'm sorry. We'll have to come back to it.
Oh. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly on Joy 94.9. There has been some technical issues, but I have ironed them out because it's clearly me. I want to hear more about the vampire killer, though, Dolly.
Tracy Ewington, lesbian vampire killer. Brisbane's, darling, it happened in Brisbane.
Not surprised.
Oh, Lindy Chamberlain was right off the front page when Tracy came along.
Finally, that poor girl. She'd been on the
allegedly for 10 years. She had.
Oh God.
Thereabouts. But anyway, listen. Oh yes, I was talking about Tracy Wickington, a lesbian vampire killer. Her and her girlfriends went and picked up this guy. They took him home. They lured him for sex, and then he took off all his clothes, and then Tracy stabbed him in the back of the neck 27 times and then sucked his blood. Anyway, so she got put into jail and so did her girlfriend and the two others, I think they got let off or something, whatever. Anyway, I was at L'Amour's, which was a lesbian dive, as all lesbian bars were in those days, let's face it.
And maybe still are.
Mm-hmm. With painted palm...
Allegedly.
With painted palm trees on the walls, you know, the picture. It was on Friday, October 20th, 1989, the night that Tracy Wickington, vampire lesbian killer, killed. I was there.
Oh, my God.
I was there at the bar. Okay, the night was a full moon and I was a bit of a smart ass in my 20s. And I was
back to that? So you were a smart ass in your 20s.
Oh, yeah, rightio. Move on.
How has that changed now?
Well, I'm not much older.
No.
You have said the year, but never mind.
That's right. Anyway, I was a bit of a dress-up girl. Used to wear frocks and hats and have a dance. And this particular night I was in the loo. And I was adjusting my lippy. And, of course, something which lesbians back then never did. They adjusted their comb overs. Oh, well, you know, that's what they did then, darling. They're a little bit more feminine now.
Like the guys only used to be able to listen to dance music.
Listen, I can bag my own, okay? Relax. Anyway, I was wearing a black felt hat, a men's hat or something. Anyway, I was in the loo. L'Amour's.
Yes.
This tall, overweight dyke appeared and started glaring at me like I was in her way. She then growled, "Nice hat."
No, and it was her.
To which I smart aleck replied, "Well, you don't have to effing wear it, right?"
Yes. Oh.
And lovely, charming. And then I turned around, put my lippy in my bag, turned around and faced her and looked into her eyes. And I swear to God, it was the face of pure evil.
Oh,
the eyes
God.
Were black and she was just staring at me. I was squashed against the mirror in this little loo in L'Amour's and I thought, I am going down Chinatown.
Going down Chinatown.
I was actually in Chinatown at L'Amour's. There was no way I was going to get out of this one, but I didn't realise.
I didn't realise, darling,
it was her.
If I was a lesbian, blood-sucking vampire and I looked you right in the eye, I would think, tasty.
Yes. Yes, taste. Well, there wasn't much of me, I guess.
Well,
but
no.
Anyway, just quickly wrapping it up. She then went. They had a bottle of champagne. I think it was the top shelf Bodega, $10 a bottle. Fancy stuff, as you get
fancy.
Little at a lesbian bar with painted palm trees on the walls. So they then had their bottle of champagne, jumped into the Holden, the green Holden, and picked up the poor victim and killed him instead of me. God. It should have been me.
She's out now.
Maybe we should have played that song by Yvonne, It Could Have Been Me.
It could have been
me. Oh,
my
God.
Did you like that? That is a severe
that's
brush.
That's pretty scary,
yeah.
Dolly.
Tracy's out now.
Thank God we've got True Blood, because otherwise she'd be on the hunt for real blood. And I'm tasty.
I don't know about that, but I'll guess on that. Hey, I want to play another song.
Could you play something bad?
Miss Eartha Kitt.
And can we dedicate this to Tracy?
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
I'll take the Jaguar on the right.
Joy 94.9.
I'll take the Holden on the left.
Jamie, Brent, Dolly on Catching Up. And that, of course, was the beautiful Eartha Kitt.
Yes, bad girl. Original bad girl. Original Catwoman.
1954, that song.
Fabulous.
It's like 70 years old.
Hey, have we got some shout-outs?
I've got, speaking of vampires, we have a shout-out from Betty. Speaking of vampires, what did one lesbian vampire say to the other lesbian vampire?
What did she say, Dolly?
See you next month. Thanks, Betty.
Allegedly.
Boom,
allegedly.
Boom.
Allegedly.
Boom, boom.
We also have to say a quick hello to Massimo, who's listening to the show and says we're enjoying the show. Thank you for that.
Massimo. Oh, thanks, Massimo.
Nice.
Good
on you, Massimo.
We're enjoying your company.
Yes.
Yes.
Guess for the mystery sound, Pussy on Heat.
Oh, goodness me.
They mean Chris, like...
Not in this studio.
They mean like a meow.
Yeah. Could be. Not that, sorry.
No.
We've got another guess, but we're not going to say because it's very close.
Oh. Hey, I want to talk about when good girls...
Yes.
...go bad.
Go for it, Brett.
Oh, my goodness. Now, it is always a shame when the good girls of the world decide to hang up their petticoats and their hats and their gloves and they just go spastic, really. They go mental. Lindsay Lohan, from Disney to Deadbeat.
Slapper.
Yeah.
Slapper.
When does a girl stop?
Someone should slap her.
Oh, my goodness. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, no, she was all right.
Oh, but she had a talent, darling.
She did.
Tragic sinner or old wino?
Old wino, but great singer.
Old wino, but great singer.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I know.
Amy House Wine, I think, was a nickname. Was it?
Amy House Wine.
Amy House Wine.
I've never heard. That's heaven. Princess Margaret. Was she the Princess Royal or just a royal pain in the bum?
Oh, she was just a horse.
Because she did, you know, like, I actually think she was a bit of a woman done wrong. Because she was told initially she wasn't allowed to marry an older man who was divorced. Mm. And then I think it all went downhill from there.
And also she wasn't in line to the throne because
that.
She had brothers, which is shit. That's
no,
not on.
Yeah,
Princess
had no
Margaret
chance.
Had no brothers.
Oh, and you're talking about the Queen's sister.
Yes.
Oh, the royalist has been trumped.
Which one's that one?
Oh, she's the old drunk.
Oh, who cares?
She was the old drunk. Britney Spears. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, but not a human for that matter, really.
No, I think Britney Spears is an alien.
She's just bad.
She's an alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not a bad girl, though, is she?
Oh,
no, she
is. Do you think?
She's pretty bad.
But she tries to be bad, don't you think?
Yeah.
But it just comes off as bad.
I just think she's really trashy.
She's really trashy. Mm.
Hey, maybe she wish we should talk to her
Christmas
about her on our trashy show.
Yeah. Maybe.
Grace Jones, is she a bad girl or is she a manufactured pop icon?
No,
throwing it out there.
No, she's bad.
Pop icon.
Well, didn't you say what she used to do on stage, darling?
Yes, we can't say that. Allegedly,
yes,
she would fall down on stage because she was just not on the
herself.
Planet.
Yes.
Not
herself.
Had a few substances.
Any other bad girls?
Oh, yes. Miley Cyrus from Hannah Montana to Whore Montana.
Oh, goodness
that's
me.
Terrible.
That's coming
she's
out.
Just a teenager. Take that back.
Doing that? What's that noise for?
Yes,
that,
well,
what's
let's
that
just Google her.
Whose daughter
Why,
is
what
she
has
again?
She done to?
Billy Ray. Achy Breaky Heart.
God.
Can you believe it?
Doesn't
was
fall
Maggie
far from the trees.
It was Maggie's favourite song when it was on
Maggie
the radio.
Maggie.
Oh, Maggie.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh yeah, I have my neighbour too.
And she used to also sing.
That.
Like she'd be in the family room and she'd go. My achy breaky heart. And she used to do boot scoot as well.
My neighbour had that on rerun over the whole night.
Can we stop talking about that song?
Oh,
I'm going to vomit.
Sorry.
Joan Crawford.
Yes.
No, just cool.
Tina,
good.
Bring me the axe.
She was bad.
She was bad.
Yes. She was very bad.
She was very bad.
I was about to do a visual gag, and then I realised we're under radios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nikki Webster from Olympic starter pin-up girl.
Oh, darling, well, that wasn't her fault, sweetheart. Where was she to go?
Oh, the poor little thing.
Yeah, she was chucked in the air, wasn't she?
Poor little thing.
In the stadium. Where else was she to go but to end up as a pin-up?
Where was she going to go?
Where was she going to land?
I know, it was always downhill from there. And obviously, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, she's hideous.
Isn't she?
Mm.
But I think that's all a bit fake. Like, that whole dirty thing.
Yeah, she's trying to be bad. She's a bit Britney, isn't she? Yeah. Trying to be
guys,
bad.
Jerry,
she's got a good voice, though.
Jerry on the front desk has just sent through an email.
Yes.
It's a picture of the royal family, like just the top five, you know, the Queen, her husband, Prince William. And, you know, Camilla.
Still 6 feet underground, Dolly.
Oh.
And then, yeah, she's been dead for a while.
She's been dead for a few years.
Oh, right, yeah.
Back to the photo. Oh, yes. So they're all standing there beautifully dressed, and then there's a naked Harry.
It's a beautiful thing.
Even though this is about bad girls, can we just talk about this big bad boy at the moment? I don't know about you. For anyone who's seen those pictures, I'm a bit in love with that ginge at the moment.
It's
a bit all right.
What are you talking about?
Prince Harry went to a pool party in Las Vegas and took all his clothes off.
Do
you know what? They were talking about it on American...
took all his clothes off at a pool party. He was playing strip pooker.
Can't get your words together tonight.
I don't know if I'm coming or going tonight.
Put your own microphone off, Brett.
Turn you down.
Do you reckon if the carpet matches the drapes, I'd say it would with Harry, wouldn't
it? Did you see this photo?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the whole thing?
What are you talking about?
Seen blurred out. He was naked at a pool party in Las Vegas.
Snooker. They were playing strip snooker.
God,
but you know what?
Like no privacy.
But I have to say, what stays in Vegas clearly does not stay in Vegas anymore.
No.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Miss any of your favourite shows? Check out our podcast on the Joy website, joy.org.au.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9, not a crazy bad
and
faces.
And if you didn't know,
Jamie and Dolly.
Jamie just read out the last advert and he was very excited
by
that. He was on the radio whilst he's on the radio.
Great voice.
Triple threat.
Again, you can't dance. You're more of a shuffler.
I can shuffle.
You shuffle.
Shuffle.
Every day you're shuffling.
Now, we're doing bad girls tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
What have we done so far? Good Christian bitches.
Yep.
I've done my Tracy Wickington.
And Brett, you talked a lot
about
a whole heap of bad girls. But you know one you forgot?
Who?
Winona Ryder, the shoplifting whore.
I was torn. I was
the
like,
shoplifting
I was allegedly. I was torn between putting her in or not, and I thought, now that poor bitch has had enough.
She's been through enough.
Oh my goodness! Hey, Jamie.
Come on.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What have we
it's
got?
Your turn to shine,
oh, on the
handsome.
Inside, the sun still shines. Bad girls of all time. What is it? What am I talking about?
Please to give me roses.
Bless.
I wish you could again.
Oh, wow.
So, the iconic Australian show, which became huge all over the world, really.
Was it filmed here in Wentworth?
It was filmed in the grounds of Channel 10.
Channel 10 studios in Nunawading.
Nunawading.
Are you going to play the whole thing?
So
I might play the whole thing later on, darling.
Good on you, darling.
That's
universe,
how I roll.
That's how he rolls. Yeah. When the buttons work, that's how he rolls. The universe graced us with this beautiful, iconic TV show from 1979 to 86. And tonight we are counting down the top six bad girls of Wentworth.
Now, for the kids, there's a lot of kids that don't know it,
well,
isn't there?
Yes.
You can explain it after.
Number six.
Ooh.
Now, I want to know if you girls remember these people. So number six was Bev the Beast Baker. Do you remember?
No.
Tight hairdo.
No.
Bev the Beast?
Stabbed a few people with a knitting needle and cut a few people up. She got number six.
Oh, okay. Let's play the tape.
All right, ladies, you're all confined to the recreation room until further orders.
Oh. What if I want to go to the dunny?
You can bake it, Birdsworth.
Brett, control yourself.
Oh,
my God. I just love... Do you know the funny thing about Sheila Florence, who played Lizzie?
Yes.
Sheila. Hello, my darling.
Oh, really?
She was posh
in real life?
Awfully posh.
Oh, bless her.
And then she would come on... Well, like all of the girls from Prisoner, and then they'd go, ah, where you going?
Oh, bloody help me. No, Lizzie was one of my favourites. Look, that clip wasn't actually about Bev Baker.
Oh,
but no.
Brett just launched into it anyway. When I was going like that, Brett, I meant I wanted the prison gate noise again.
Well, I can do that again.
Can you do that one for me? There it is.
Oh, right. The
number
slamming
five.
Of the
gate.
If you shorten the
clip.
Yeah,
it's a bit long.
Yeah.
We won't play it for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Number five.
Number five, yes. Frankie Doyle.
Frankie Doyle.
You remember
Frankie. She was
Frankie.
A lesio, wasn't she?
She was a big lesio.
She might have known Tracy.
One of my dogs was called Frankie Doyle once upon a time. Frankie Doyle, of course, was shot when she escaped with Doreen.
Oh,
cracked
Doors.
On to,
Doors.
Cracked on to yeah. Travis, who was, of course, Pieta Di Parno.
Oh,
cracked
yes.
onto them all. She was a bit scary. We have
yes,
got
she was
we've
scary.
Got a couple
scary
of clips of Frankie,
scary
and we're going to play one of those, mm-hmm. Brett.
I don't think you can stand the strain of prison life. You're cracking. Yeah. You're not in a fit state to mix with the other prisoners. You're much too dangerous, Hewitt. I think you should be put away somewhere on your own until you can control
what
yourself.
What have I done?
See for yourself. Save your energy, Hewitt. You're going to isolation.
And
who was that speaking? Was that one
that
of
was
the Screws?
Freak.
Oh, the Freak. Yeah. Yeah.
Maggie Fitzpatrick.
One of the Screws.
Kirkpatrick.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah.
Now, what's number four, Jamie?
Oh, gosh. Number four was
Can
Chrissy
we
Latham.
To all of these? We don't have to listen to
oh,
another song.
No, they get pretty good.
They get good. They get
pretty
good.
No, I'd love
number
to
four was,
to all of them.
Now, listen, the clips are not necessarily representing my list here.
Yes, no.
But they're all good clips.
We got that.
Number four, I got Chrissy Latham, who was, of course, Amanda Muggleton.
Yes.
Stabbing
yes.
Meg's
yes.
husband in the yes. prison riot.
Oh, that did was, she? Yes. Is that how she got in?
Shall we play number four?
Maybe. Yeah, but it won't be Chrissy Latham, just so you know.
All right. So what happened to Chrissy Latham?
I don't remember what happened to her, but I know she killed Meg's husband. That's why she's bad.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at another clip from Prisoner.
I want you to know that I will not be frightened, conned, or threatened into leaving Wentworth. Now, you can just pass that on to your staff and to the prisoners. Ferguson is at Wentworth for a long time yet.
What happened
Again.
There? That's a,
that was
no,
the freak.
That was
always,
the freak.
They're
yeah.
always trying to get rid of the freak because
yeah.
she was evil.
Now, who
was
the freak, though, darling?
That was Maggie Kirkpatrick.
No, just so the kids out there that haven't
oh,
seen the show.
Oh, she was head screw, head warden.
Head warden.
Yeah. Now she
called
was,
a screw.
She was the original diehard
no.
Les.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was like, she was this scary lesbian
scary
character.
Lesbian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rubber gloves, yeah. Cavity search, middle of the night. You wouldn't want to be oh, yeah. you wouldn't want to be in that prison. So quickly,
well,
at number
might.
Three, we had B. Smith, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, B's not really bad because she killed her husband because,
yeah.
well...
He deserved it.
He did deserve it.
She was
it,
another yeah. actress, was, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
was she, B. Yes. Smith?
I want to hear
she
about...
She was the most popular, wasn't she, B.
Oh.
Smith? Everyone
oh, yeah.
loved her. Yeah. There's
top
a
dog.
Huge top dog.
Top dog.
Top dog. Huge fan club.
And who could forget the Bonina Press as
oh,
well?
She put a few people's hands in that as well, which made her a bad girl, which
now,
is what we're talking about tonight.
I'd like to talk about one of, because we've got another clip to play, about one of the other screws.
Well, that takes us to number two bad
Ooh,
girls of Wentworth,
shall
which
I?
Is Vera Vinegar Tits, played by Fiona Spence.
Let's have a listen.
You calm down yet?
Piss off.
That's all you're capable of, isn't it? Filth.
Let me out of here for 2 minutes and you'll find what I'm capable of.
You're safe in here for the next 3 days, Doyle.
Yes, well, you won't be safe when I get out. None of yous will.
Any more trouble? We'll keep you in here for weeks.
Oh, so what? You gonna stand there all day and gloat?
Bet you're dying for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Pity. Against regulations.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. We got a new nickname for you. It's old B's idea. You know what it is? Vinegar tits. Hey, how about that, eh? Vinegar tits.
Oh, Frankie. And Frankie Doyle was a dyke as well.
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
yeah.
lesbian. Sorry.
Do you remember we all used to call each other Vinegar Tits? Oh, it's a fantastic name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
So that takes us to number one. We
Vinegar
won't play
tits.
Any more clips from prison because we've had quite a few, but
oh,
it, of
look.
Course number one oh. is the freak, Maggie Kirkpatrick, who was just the icon of the show and took it through to pretty much the end of the show or close to the end.
Yeah.
I think she actually ended up going inside. I'm not certain. I think she went inside. She might have got cleared, but she went inside.
How it actually ends is they actually set up the freak.
Yeah, they're always
sent and she gets sent down.
She's going down. She's going to the pound. She lost her buyer.
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie, and joining us is another bad girl from Sci-Fi and Scream, Sonia. How are you, darling?
Fantastic. Thank you.
What's on your show tonight?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Look, Adventure Time. It's the Cartoon Network, what would you call it? Gendy Bendy, Gender Bender. Ooh, which has been censored before it comes to Australia.
Hmm. Is that like how they used to sort of censor the Japanese
anime and stuff?
Anime in the 70s, and now, well, they sort of don't now. You can just download them and that. Yeah.
Well, you can, but it's a bit sad. And we've also got an interview with an author called Jay Kristoff, who's a steampunk fantasy author with a new
steampunk's
book
cool.
Steampunk. Wow. Steampunk. Yeah. Do you know how's that?
What is steampunk?
Okay, steampunk is basically saying that history as we know it changed because computers were invented in the 1860s.
But it's also a bit of a style. So, you know,
Victoriana.
Like Doctor Who with a bit of throwback, Doctor Who.
Yeah, steam engines.
Yeah. Okay.
Dirigibles. Like the Hindenburg. Yeah,
it's very cool.
Top hats.
Do they take a lot of their inspiration from like Jules Verne and that sort of thing?
Yes, H.G. Wells. And they literally dress like it and live like it with the corsets and the whole caboodle.
Couldn't live like it, but I'm happy to watch it on the television.
Cool.
Sonia, who's your ultimate bad girl?
Oh, probably in real life or
maybe a character.
Okay. Well, a character, I think, is it Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh. Mm. I don't know that. Is that the
she's the evil
the witch character.
Witch. Yes. Witch character. Witch. That one.
Hey, look,
We've been talking about bad girls tonight on Catching Up, but before we go, we'll be wrapping up soon, Brett, or we're not?
No. I thought we'll just come back in a moment. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank
Sci-Fi
you.
Scream are up next. We've got a couple of messages.
We've got some shout-outs.
And then we're going to come back to some shout-outs. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett, Jamie and Dolly. And what about our mystery sound? Are we going to play that one more time or just announce it?
No, we're just going to announce it.
Yes.
But before we do that,
we've
got a few shout-outs. We'd like to thank Zoe for saying, "Us Burks don't take no charity," and she's referring to Nolene Burke from Prison.
Yeah, that's right.
Good on you,
Zoe.
We also would like to say thanks to Jimbo in Perth for listening, loving Catching Up. Thanks, Jimbo. That's my boyfriend,
Jimbo,
by the way.
Love
so
it.
He better be listening. Evening Catching Up, lesbians and vampires go together, definitely. Lots of hugs from Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks to all of those beautiful people that have been listening to us tonight on Catching Up. It's been
somebody did know the sound, didn't they, darling?
Nick is a winner. He said it was foam. Congratulations, Nick.
Congratulations.
We don't have a prize for you, but you are a winner.
Well done, Nick.
It was styrofoam, and you said foam. That's as good as it's going to get, I think, folks.
Guys, it's the end of the show. Jamie, what's on next week's show?
Camp.
Oh, my God. So it's good night from Brett.
It's good night from Dolly.
It's good night from Jamie. It's great to have your company.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.